I was not ready, even though we just said that we were ready.
Perfect. Whatever, you look fine, guys.
No, I look scrubbed out, guys. Hello.
Look sleek. You look sleek. You look sleek with the earrings. We'll see. I have a bedhead situation. No. Guys, what's up? It's Monday, guys.
It is Monday.
Doing some Monday things.
Last night, guys, I messed up.
No, it's fine. You know, we were letting our peeps celebrate. Shout out to the Lakers. Guys,
yes, the Lakers.
My 143 Lakers shirt. Shout
out! Oh, that's cute. Okay, 143. Like, I love you.
Yeah. So DJ, so super Sam.
Oh, that's okay.
She has that event. You know.
Yeah.
Sup, everybody. Sup. Hello. So we're here on a Monday, guys.
We are.
We postponed primarily for the Lakers, so you guys can celebrate.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, because people got to handle their business, you know. Boho celebrations. Wait, really quick, speaking of, you guys, Alexa, is it also your cousins that were interviewed?
Me and my one cousin, but there are four of us who own Boho celebrations. Yeah.
I need to put these on. I don't know why I wasn't using these. I'm fucking up.
It's okay.
I'm like leaning super close to my phone. Like, why can't you hear me? Anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Paul. Hey, Paul.
What's up, guys? If you guys have not checked out the Me Search podcast, we've posted about it a few times. It's a podcast about Filipino American stories and experiences. They had their first episode this past Thursday. They released two episodes. And so you guys check that out. There's going to be an interview in I don't know when it's coming out, but Alexa,
I actually don't know either.
Alexa and her cousins were interviewed. So shout out to that. Hopefully you guys are able to check that out. We'll definitely be sharing all the episodes that, you know, come out, so you guys can peep those.
Yeah. Yeah. So that the podcast is with Crystal Tugati. How do you say her last name now?
Tugati Isberto.
Yeah, and Dustin. What's his last name?
Dustin Domingo.
Yes.
So check that out, guys, when that comes out. Or if you haven't listened to it yet, you definitely should. Before we get in, we have some exciting activities today, guys.
I'm scared. I'm terrified for today's activities.
I'm very excited. I hope it works logistically. We have two activities planned, but before we get into that, let's just catch up a bit about some, there's some new shows and things that you wanted to talk about.
Kathy said, call on.
Wait,
okay.
Guys, Kathy said that she thinks we're hyping up this unboxing situation because she's like, what if you open it up and it's just a bunch of trash in there? And I'm like, oh, that's true. But you know what? It'll be surprising trash.
Wait. Sorry. Before, I don't know if everyone knows, but we are doing an unboxing thanks to Kathy. But I was getting it ready downstairs, like just opening the top. And my mom's like, oh, okay. What is that? And I'm like, oh, we're doing an unboxing thing for our podcast. And she's like, oh, like you're going to open a present? I'm like, yeah, like our friends are really nice, blah, blah. And she was like, wait. Is that safe? And I was like, wait, what do you mean? She's like, that a stranger is sending you gifts. And I was like, no, these are not strangers. Like, we're not sponsored.
We're not popular, guys.
Yeah, wait, and then my sister's like, no, mom, this doesn't really reach past her friends.
Oh, damn, that's fucked up. But I mean, low-key true.
It's okay.
My boss was like, I was like saying something about, oh, you know, I have something scheduled with my partner, but I was like, oh yeah, you have a podcast. Like, where can I listen to it? And I was like, oh no. don't listen to it, please. Like, it's not something you can be,
I always you know? Do that. I always do that. When I meet new people, I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
It's like, no. It's just like, it's for fun. You know, I'm like, don't listen to it. Yeah, a stranger, don't. Everyone's commenting about Stranger Things. Oh, a Stranger Things. Oh, got it, guys.
Good one, guys.
And then there's before we do that, too, we also have another thirst activity. I know there's been a lot of comments about Alexa's little thirst rant that she went on the last time.
I need to show my shirt because it pertains to this. But you guys, I'm wearing my ex on my shirt.
You're wow. Anyway. I'm excited to get to that, but you mentioned that there are some new shows that you're watching.
Oh, yeah, they're not really new, but they're new to me because I haven't seen them before. Okay. But so I finished Parks and Rec.
Nice.
So sad. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to miss it.
Did you cry?
I did. I did tear up in, like, I think the last episode. But, like, then my cousin was like, that girl, the girl who plays Donna, so I think she goes by Retta, right?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, she's in the show Good Girls. And I was like, yeah. And, whatchamacallit, Zach Guilford is in it, Matt Saracen.
He is.
And I was like,
wait, I didn't know that. What is his number? Was he 7? Or is 7, what number was he? Because you know how
he was 12. No, 12? He might have been 7.
I don't know.
Or what is Jason Street? 10.
I don't know. Oh. Texas Forever, guys. Texas Forever.
Texas Forever. So Matt Saracen in it, but also so is Mae Whitman, right?
Katara.
Okay.
Katara.
Yeah. So then I started watching Good Girls, and so I'm only in, like, halfway through season one, but then, like, that's when I found also my new thirst, you know, that guy I sent you. I was like, damn, he's fine.
So I'm just gonna let you know that I do not get that at all.
It's fine.
It's like, true. I will say that I've also conferred with Angie, and we both do not find him attractive.
Yeah.
I wish I had a picture I could show, but maybe next time.
He just gives me some Zayn vibes, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know about that. I think I'll have to see, like, maybe a video of him in
action.
He looks like not right to me. Not
he's
my
pretty
vibe.
Swaggy. He's pretty swaggy. And he plays like this like gang leader, and so you're just like
the vibes.
Right.
Hi.
And then I started Schitt's Creek.
Oh, like, okay.
I can't even watch all these shows, but, like, I started Schitt's Creek because they won a bunch of, like, Emmys and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And then my sister and my mom really love that show, so I started watching that. And I'm like on episode 7 of season 1, but it's so funny. I'm sure a lot of people here have seen it, but that show is so funny. And
we were just debating about watching that or starting it, but we haven't yet.
Oh yeah, every character is ridiculous. So I'm sure you'll love it, especially the brother David. Oh, my God, he's so funny.
Dang.
So those are the two I started.
I've watched so much TV in, like, the last 2 weeks.
I'm sure.
So I caught up to Pen 15.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. It's honestly so funny. Like, it. I know I talked about it a little bit last time, but, like, it really makes me so uncomfortable because it just really reminds me of how annoying and terrible I probably was in junior high. Like, it's just, like, everything. It really hurts. Like, I feel...
Oh,
like,
no.
sometimes I can't even watch because, like, I just have to, like, hide myself. Because it's, like, really, it's so cringy. It's, like, honestly one of the cringiest shows ever.
But, like,
it's
that's so the funny. Point, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
and it's,
the
like,
point.
I really forget that they're 30.
Like, mm-hmm.
They look so much like they're in junior high, and the way they act is just, like, so fucking painful. Like, yeah. I'm, like, in pain. I also watched, I caught up almost to The Boys on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon Prime. I just haven't watched the finale. Yeah, which just came out Friday.
Yeah.
I watched all of The Haunting of Bly Manor, which, you know, to be honest, wasn't that scary. Like,
yeah,
we did a Netflix party to watch, like, the first 4 episodes, I think. Mm-hmm. So I did it with the Spencers and the Kibuyans, and mm-hmm. we watched 2 one night and then 2 the next night. I told them that I could only do it if Ramir's here, because, like, if he's not, I'm not watching anything scary. But you know, we finished it yesterday, and like, it wasn't that bad. Like, if I mean, most people don't. It's either like you like scary stuff or you don't. So it's like,
yeah, I do not.
Julian was in that group, in that thread of like, yeah, people who wanted to watch it, and he's like, no. Like, he keeps making, like, excuses about how he's busy or he just doesn't feel good and doesn't want to, you know. But he really is too scared. No disrespect.
What if you watch it in the daytime? Does that help or not?
I think it does. Like, I think if you watch, like, 1 to 2 episodes in the daytime, it gives you plenty of time to feel. I think the second season's really not as scary.
The first season seems bad.
The first season's really good, though. I think the story's so good on that.
I know,
like,
I heard the writing.
But I think one of the main girls, she's also one of the main characters in the second season of You.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it, and she's, like, really a good actress. There's also,
like, the girl who looks like Hillary Duff. Like, yes. The main girl. Love.
Yes. Love. Yeah. Also, there's a guy in it who's, like, thirst-worthy. He looks to me like a more... like, I don't know how to say this without, like, I guess, like, a more, I can't think of a symmetrical Neville Longbottom.
Oh!
I know this is fucked up, but, like, if you look him up, you'll know what I mean. Okay?
No, like, no, I know what Neville looks like, therefore I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, he looks like a more, like, yeah, I don't know. That's it. Symmetrical Neville Longbottom. Like,
no,
that's
offense
the only
to
way
Neville, because he's also looking fire.
Yeah, it's just like it's like they look like they could be, you know, related.
I also
watched Love Guaranteed.
Yes.
Did you talk about that last time?
Yeah, but you said you were going to watch it, so I just gave like the synopsis. But I think Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah, if you like, again, you said it, if you like Hallmark movies, mm-hmm, you should definitely watch it. It's really corny, though. The end, honestly, I kind of hated it. Like, the last 10 minutes, I was already like, ugh. I was telling him, you're like, this sucks. I don't like this.
Oh, wait, you mean in the courthouse?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I was like, this is a really dumb ending. But I
yeah,
think
that was too much for me. That was
good.
Yes.
Also, I think he's hot. Like, he's fire.
So hot. Also, like, the fact that now I know in real life he's like 6'2", I'm just like,
is
hello. Yes.
He seems shorter.
No,
I
heard
he's
like
the appearance of a tall person.
Yeah, but if you
but
look,
you know what? Is also Winston, what is his name?
Schmidt.
Winston. Yeah, is, Winston. Are all of them tall?
I don't know.
Because Jess is tall. Isn't she tall? I mean, they all seem kind of the same height.
Yeah, they do. They do, but when you look at Damon Wayans, like, next to them, I'm like, oh, I could see. Or when he's sitting on the couch, his knees are like, I'm like, oh.
But his what a back... weird thing to remember.
Wait, that's a real thing. Like, when you're sitting.
I know, but I just wouldn't think of that. But okay, sure.
His knees. They're like, they're here.
Okay, wait. Last show I watched.
Yeah.
Right before we got on, I watched 15 to 20 minutes of Upload on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched that already?
No. I need to though, because Robbie Amell, shout out.
Rumor was getting mad, but he was like, okay, take it easy.
He's so good looking. I don't
so
get it.
Fine.
I don't get it.
Only 15 minutes.
Like, his cousin is fine, right? Oh, but then you look at him and you're like,
it's
the
like
dark
a different
hair.
Look. It depends, like, if you like dark features or
I
don't know. They're both fine to me. The Amell cousins.
Dude, that's so cute.
I really like the show though, because it's like do you know the premise?
Yeah, it's like The Good Place.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. It's more like an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh.
Did you ever watch any of Black Mirror?
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like the San Junipero episode.
Oh, yes. I've seen
that one.
It's like
that. Yeah, it's like that. Okay. So it's like about the afterlife, but they upload your consciousness to whatever, the cloud and whatnot.
But
I only watched like 15 minutes, but you can already tell like who's going to be like the love interest or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just already like, I like him. He's because so cute. I also really like the Duff, and he's like kind of, he always plays like the same type of character.
I know, I love it. He's so good.
Kind of
it.
Like a dumb person. But like a dumb
but like lovable. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Dang. Robbie. Yeah,
that's all I have for shows or movies that I can think of.
Yeah. I need to get I really want to watch Woke, but with Winston.
Oh.
So I need to do that. Good. I don't know if I watch good. Anything new. No, those are the two shows that I just started. But again, they're not new shows. They're like older shows.
Yeah, but new to you.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Can I talk about a cable show? So I think it's the producers of The Masked Singer, and it's called, like, Can I See Your Voice? Have you heard of that?
No. Well, I feel like someone was just telling me about that, and I don't know who it was. But I had recently searched it, but didn't know what it was about. What is that?
Okay, so there's, like, a panel of celebrity judges. Not that they have anything to do with, like, the outcome, but they're just there to give their input. And then there's a contestant. So three people come up and lip-sync to a song, but, like, they're either lip-syncing to their real voice or they're lip-syncing to, like, someone else's voice because in real life they can't sing. So the contestant has to pick which one they think cannot sing. So then, like, just based off of what they look like lip singing, right? Okay. So then if the contestant picks, like, they do it by, like, occupation. Like, oh, the doctor looks like they can't. The doctor looks like a bad singer. So then they bring the doctor up, and they have to sing for real. And it's, like, so much anxiety because, like, the buildup of, like, the music is, like, instrumental, and the person's just standing there, like, waiting to sing, and then they, like, start singing, and they're either really good or really bad. So you're just sitting there, like, what are they going to sound like? And for some reason, I was, like, really into it.
That seems, no disrespect, but that seems like a show that, like, my parents would love.
Yeah, no, totally.
You know, what is it on?
The same channel as Masked Singer because it airs right after.
Oh, Fox.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's totally, okay, and then, like, okay. It's totally one of those shows. But, like, the judges are, like, they switch out, but, like, Adrian Bailon has been there, Nick Lachey has been on there, Jordan Sparks has been on there. But, yeah, it's
interesting. It's just a lot of B&C-listers, a lot of B&C-listers.
Yeah. Nick Lachey.
Dang.
But, yeah, it's so random.
Dang. What's up to the new people who joined? Rena, Tawny, Bonnie.
Tawny,
what's up, guys?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Guys, are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Guys, I just want you to know, last week, a few of you really enjoyed this. We're going to do an activity before we do our unboxing. So I just want to know, are you guys ready? Damn, you can't.
Oh, my God. No.
Damn, hold on. Damn, I can't find it. Son of a gun, guys. I wish I could go and find that picture. Can you see it?
I hate this.
Can you see, though?
No, I know what that picture is.
Shit. I'm mad. Well, you know what? I'm just going to share that as maybe our photo for that we share, guys.
Just, this is going to be so bad. Okay.
Damn. Okay, guys. So what we're doing this week is, you know, a lot of you guys were a fan of Alexa's reactions to the thirst. You know, we brought up Zane and she just kind of spiraled out of control. So Angie had a great idea, as you guys know Angie from episode 12, is we're going to be talking about some thirsts. Maybe they're Alexa's, maybe she forgot about these. Maybe,
oh God,
mine, you know? We're going to do a little something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, you know?
I really hate.
Can we kick it for a minute? Damn, that's good, Kathy. That's what we should just call this. We should call this. Anyway, too bad you guys can't see it because it's a little picture of Alexa in a little wedding dress next to her boo. And Angie.
Angie's the worst, Angie.
You guys.
How I feel about you.
I can't wait till Instagram can add the third person to this because you know who's gonna be the first person on here. Anyway, guys, so let's start Let's start with something old, and I just want to know how you feel.
I don't like this.
You
know,
you guys, something old. Oh, you know, I just
wait. You guys. First of all, I want to bring it back to our episode that we had with Angie about fictional boyfriends, because one of mine was Mike Hannigan from Friends, which is played by Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And also, he's just the best. I actually was watching a little bit of Ant-Man and the Wasp last night, and I was playing Mario Kart with all my Mario Kart people, and me and Ricky, girl Ricky, were like, Paul Rudd literally deserves the fucking world, and just give it all to him, because he's the best, and he's great, and he looks great being old.
He's giving off some zaddy vibes right here, you know?
Yeah, I'm into it. He's just so likable and adorable, and he's not one of my exes, but I'll take a hangout with him for sure.
Okay,
I love him.
That's something old, because you know you've liked him for a long time.
Yeah.
Did you watch Clueless?
Yeah. Oh,
because
okay,
you guys,
wait.
I feel like he might be one of the first one of many celebrity crushes, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it was weird that he liked his ex stepsister.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Oh,
whatever.
Alexa doesn't care, you guys.
Honestly, I watched Clueless like a month ago, and I every time he spoke, I was just like, Josh, like I just can't deal.
You were like, I love Josh, you know?
Yeah. I know you like him too, but
I just feel I don't have as good reactions as you do. Okay, guys, again, just for those who have just joined, we're doing a little activity here. That was our something old, you know?
I don't like this. Now, okay.
Something new, you guys. And this is actually pretty new. I want to say thank you for the intel from Angie, because last week during, I believe it was game 5? Was it during game 5? Alexa asked Angie a question. I'd asked Angie to kind of look out for me, because I didn't want to just straight up ask you for a new thirst, because that's kind of questionable, you know? So I was like, well, how can I find out who Alexa's new thirst is?
Wait, I'm scared.
So in honor of the Lakers' victory, I don't know if it's really an honor, but I guess, you know, shout out to them. They put up a good fight. But here's a new thirst. Oh, shit, you can't see him. God dang it. Okay, let's go here. Let's go here. There we go. There we go. You guys, it's Jimmy Butler.
You guys.
So, I can't do the quote exactly, but maybe, let me see if I can scroll up enough to find out what the exact convo was.
Wait, my heart's beating so fast.
I believe she had asked her. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, guys. He said, she sent me a screenshot of a conversation she had with Alexa and Angie, and this is Alexa saying, wait, answer this whenever, but is Jimmy Butler known as someone fine, or, and then Angie just said, Alexa, and then she said, I'm wondering, so she said that she looked up some pics of him in casual clothes. You can't see him the casual clothes, but just so that you can see right here.
Oh,
Alexa,
damn.
Tell me your thought process, how you came to this conclusion.
Okay. So, like, I don't know when it happened, but, you know, like, our friends are huge basketball people, so mm-hmm, Twitter mm-hmm, is, like, mm-hmm, blowing up mm-hmm, all the time, mm-hmm. And I don't watch basketball. I just remember seeing some pictures of him, and like, probably, like, a year ago, and I was like, like, I know that's not Nick Young, because Nick Young is, like, the question mark gif, and I was like, but this guy is also, like, kind of fine. Like, I don't know who he is, but, like, let's just, like, keep him in the back. Like, keep – remember
in pocket,
him.
In the pocket. In
yeah,
the pocket,
like, keep you? Keep your eye on so him in case he comes up again. Yeah. So I was like, whatever. And then the Laker game went on, and I was, like, watching highlights on Twitter, and people kept saying, like, Jimmy Buckets. And I was like, no, dude, is that the same player from like a year ago that I was like low-key looking at?
Wait, so it was a year ago?
Yeah, it was a long time. I don't know who he plays. Okay, first of all, I thought he was on the Lakers, and I was like, okay. Then I was like, this is wrong. So then I was like, let me just look this person up real quick. And I was like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler sounds familiar. Like, let me look at him in casual clothes. Because, like, you know, a uniform's cool and all. But, like,
yeah.
You know, you need,
see
like,
what he looks like when he leaves the game, you know?
Yeah. So then I looked at his Instagram and I was just like, hello. And then so I asked Angie and I was like, so what's the stats on Jimmy Butler? Like, do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Okay, and I get that he looks like Jamie Foxx. Like, yeah, I get
I was just going to say that. That's also what Angie says. I get Jamie Foxx vibes.
Yeah, and then I said something like, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, does this mean I love Jamie Foxx? Or
I like Jamie Foxx.
I do, too.
To me, he is attractive because of, like, the singing and, like, being funny.
Yeah. Being funny, and he's a great actor. Yeah. So then I don't know. The Jimmy Butler thing is very, very new. But Angie sent me that picture the next morning after that conversation, and I was like, oh shit, I feel like I have butterflies. I was like, then I was like looking at him today. Like,
I have butterflies.
He's like low key fine. I don't know how basketball people feel about that. So I don't know. Like, is he known as someone who's fine? Like, I don't know.
I mean, your thirst is your thirst.
Like, no. Jordan Clarkson was like, people thought he was fine or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, Jamie Foxx is handsome.
He is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Butler is very new. Very new for me.
Thank you, Angie, for the intel. Thank you. You guys, so let's just do a recap, guys. We've got something old. We had Paul Rudd because he's an old age, but also from back in the day. Something new, we got Jimmy Butler.
What is something borrowed?
Something borrowed. So the way I interpreted this is something borrowed is maybe you like somebody else's thirst and you just also appreciate. So this is one of mine. And let's just, you know, next time, guys, I'll be better with the pictures. Guys.
Kirsten!
This is really unfortunate, you guys. I can't see his face. I can't see his face, guys. I'm bummed. But here we go. You guys. Alexa, who is this?
You guys, this is Rick Gonzalez, who plays Renee/Wild Dog on Arrow. And Kirsten is correct. This is borrowed 100% because when he started on Arrow, she was like, that's my boo. I'm down. He's fire. And I was like, Wild Dog? Nah.
Yeah, okay, exactly. You were just like, I don't know, I guess, because I liked him from Coach Carter, guys.
Yes.
He was fine on Coach Carter. I mean, not necessarily fine because he was very, like, he was kind of small. But he was cute. I liked the vibes.
What's his name on Coach Carter?
I don't know. Something to be honest, Cruz. I don't know.
Something Cruz.
Somebody tell me who's a big Coach
Carter. Timo Cruz or something.
You're right. It is Timo Cruz. Wow. That was very fast.
Jeez. Sorry.
So that's you guys. Hard. I wish these picks, because, you know, he's got some, damn. Next time, guys.
Spicy.
Brian, you are right. He did get very swole. Like, you can see a little bit there. He's got a little bit of definition there. Oh, can you see me pointing at this?
No, I can't. Damn. But I just like the pose. I like the pose on
You can see, like, the little pectoral situation right here.
You guys, I have seen him in person because of Comic-Con, and he looks as hot in person.
You know, he doesn't post. I was trying to look for photos. Yes, indeed, Kathy.
For sure, Poppy.
I was trying to look for the photos he posted of him working out, but you know what? Those are stories. Oh. So I gotta do better at taking screenshots.
Next time we
do this, I'll make sure to size the photos correctly.
It's fine.
This looks like it's about a square, so I'll make sure to get that square size.
You guys, so hot.
You guys, something blue.
What?
You know, I just want you to know that Alexa, some backstory is that when Angie's the one who thought of the something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we just gotta do right by our bride, which is you, Alexa. So, you know, something blue is the first thing I thought of. And when I showed or gave the idea who something blue was, Angie said, that's it. it's over. That's it.
She did tell me that it was like the best thing she's ever heard.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what his name is. Hold on. I just know because of Something Blue. So whoever knows his name, call this out for me, guys. Call this out for me. But here's the Something Blue. Are y'all ready? Can you hear?
Damn it. You guys. This is so bad because he actually knows my friend. I'm so dead. Oh,
shit. You guys.
Oh, my God. Tawny, if you're on here, do not tell Trevor. Do not tell Trevor. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Joshua De La Cruz, everybody. Joshua De La Cruz, guys. Honestly, I didn't know. I didn't know he had it like that, those arms, guys. I was not aware of those.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, Something Blue, he's the new host of Blue's Clues. I'm fucking dead. I'm fucking dead. Oh my god. Okay, you guys. Can I just say when...
Tell me.
Okay.
Tell
okay.
me about it.
First of all, first Filipino host of Blue's Clues, obviously. That's great. Amazing. And I will say, when this came out, when that came out that he was the new host, I had multiple people DM me pictures of him and say, is this your type? And I was like...
What's up, Geraldine?
And I was like, off the bat, nah, but he could be. That was my answer, is he could be. Like, let's hang out.
Look at this picture. I'm just saying, like, this is kind of how I feel. Like,
I know. I like that you're next to him. The basketball jerseys really do something for people. So, fellas, I'm just saying.
I wish I could move out of the way here.
He's so cute, though. Okay, he is.
Honestly, this looks like your type right here. Like, little sweater.
Jacket. Right here. Yeah, jacket, the glasses. Denim. Okay, that is... I've never seen that picture. Never seen that picture.
You know who showed that was Angie, of course. Angie sent that to me, so...
You guys, obviously. I'm dead. Okay, so I had... Okay, sorry. Two things that were going on in the DMs. People asking me, is that your type? Second question was, is that your cousin? Which is rude as fuck. But I mean, I get it.
You have
I get
a lot it. Of cousins, though. And you know what? Technically, you know him, sort of. So
yeah, so he knows one of my, like, closest guy friends because they're both, like, actors in New York. And my mm-hmm. when he got the job, my friend Trevor posted, like, a picture with him congratulating him. And I was just like, hello, both of you can get
I don't,
it. Trevor
I don't have this that. Saved, but that picture, Angie made a Twitter video of you. Wait. Him like saying I gotta call my cousin, and then it's like he holds up his like phone, and then Angie put like a picture of Alexa, so honestly that shit fucked me up.
You guys, shout out. And I randomly just like check up on Joshua De La Cruz's Instagram, see how the Blue's Clues thing is doing. He looks great. He sounds good.
Up on your, you know, sometimes you check on your exes, you know.
Yeah.
So, like,
we have...
don't lie. You gotta go and see what's up, see how they're doing, you know?
Yeah, and we have to be exes because he's married, so, you know.
He is. He looks very young. How old is he?
I don't know. He's probably my age or, like, 2 years older than me or something, like, early 30s, so.
Glacier Boy.
Oh, my Glacier God. Boy. Oh, that was good. Oh, my gosh. Trevor would die. He's probably going to end up seeing this, but.
Oh, man.
Great one.
Very much looking forward to doing this again. I feel like it's definitely more entertaining when it's you reacting, because I don't think my reactions are as good as yours. I just, the things you say just really fuck me up, guys.
Like, psycho.
She said, I got butterflies.
Off of picture of Jimmy Butler, I'm dead.
You guys, I felt like I had butterflies. Like, what is that? I can't.
I mean, it was so early in the morning, and then Angie sent me the picture, and I was like, oh my god, my crush.
Guys.
Joshua De La Cruz, I'm dead. I'm so dead.
Damn. Damn. Just really quick, though. That's
oh, yeah.
A good one.
Oh,
I love him. Man, guys, I didn't know that one could put pictures up here, so shout out to that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I had no
idea. We'll definitely incorporate in future ones, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it's time
that was fun
unboxing, guys.
Oh, yes.
This will only take probably just a few minutes. So if you guys have questions or things you want us to talk about after this, let us know. Okay, guys.
Send in the questions.
I'm not an unboxing pro, so here is what I... I didn't get this in the mail. Kathy just gave it to me. She handed it to me. But I wonder in here, guys. I wonder what's in here. Shout out to Kathy.
Yeah, thanks, Kathy.
This is not a gift from Netflix, guys. I know that may have been misleading because from Netflix, guys. But Kathy is technically Netflix, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I forgot what we were calling her, but. Okay, tell me when you open yours.
Okay, I don't know. Kathy, is there a specific order that we should do this week? Tell us. Oh, do you have a card? I see a card.
I do. Oh, am I supposed to open this now?
Kathy, is this something you want us to read out loud? Or is it like, you know, sometimes people don't like when you read cards?
Yeah.
Right here. Oh, you guys. Oh, Netflix.
Yeah, guys. I know.
Oh, wait. No, we don't read it out loud?
Oh.
Oh, no. Let me just read it quietly, then. Let me read it quietly. But
okay. I will say the card's funny because it says social distancing.
Oh, you guys.
Aw. Thanks, Kathy.
Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, it's okay. We can read it. LOL.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Hi, Curse. We heard you're big fans of Netflix. Well, I'm a big fan of the pod. Oh, guys. Fancy. Enjoyed your last Instagram live. I wanted to send you a little something on behalf of the team.
Oh,
to show our support and gratitude. Thanks, Kathy, from Netflix, guys.
Thanks, hey, guys. Kathy.
Hey, does yours say something similar to that?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're good.
Tight. You know, they keep it pretty, you know, structured there at Netflix. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Ooh. They're... Ooh. I also want to watch a show. Okay.
Wait, what is yours?
Wait, are you looking at the stickers?
Okay, stickers. You guys.
I love Stranger Things. We love Stranger Things.
These are so cool.
These are super cute.
These are tech tattoos. Laptop, smartphone, tablet, GPS. Oh, they're removable, guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh, hey, Alexa, now I can see this. You can put one on your freaking laptop.
Yeah, duh.
Ooh, what is this? Are these?
Oh, Umbrella. I want to watch Umbrella. Yeah. I want to watch Umbrella Academy.
Oh, Hentified. I keep seeing that. Ooh, you. Ooh, Rhythm and Flow, guys.
Oh, Ooh, Rhythm and... Oh, I miss Rhythm and Flow, dude.
This is cool.
Thanks, Kathy. Dude.
Oh, you guys.
On my block. Cute.
Dude, shout out to these guys. Shout out. Okay, guys. Let's see. What else do we have in here?
Ooh!
What are you opening?
I have pins. I have Queer Eye pins.
Pins, guys.
We also
love
Queer Eye.
Yes.
Ooh, wait, yes, balance.
Yes, symmetry. A more symmetrical Neville Longbottom, guys.
Neville Longbottom. We love Neville, though.
Oh, these are so cute. I'm going to put these on my denim jacket, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I miss them too, Jonathan.
Oh, man. Okay, next.
Oh, my God, so much stuff. Ooh. Why?
Okay, wait, what are you, what's next?
No, yeah, you go. I'll follow you.
I have a, oh, you guys, I just want to say that I legit use these.
Wait, this is Love is Blind. I'm fucking dead.
Oh, nice, guys. Hold on. Oh, you guys.
A baking spatula.
You guys, thanks. I'm using these for my home. I don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
Are we not doing this right, guys?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Can someone tell us how it goes? You guys, I just really like using these with my. I don't know how to do it. I don't have the voice.
I'm very excited to use this. I'm very excited.
Oh, that's okay. Only I got the mask. Is it because you know I use them?
No, it's okay. I don't use them.
Oh.
But Love is Blind. Love is Blind was also truly a time in our lives.
Also, can you believe that was just this year?
Yeah, dude. Remember you were talking about it when I ran into you in LA, and you were like, "Alexa talks like Jessica."
I didn't say that. There's no receipts, so I've never said that.
And then I think Joe Spencer agreed, and I was like, "Wow."
Oh fuck! That's... Yikes. Okay,
or he didn't.
Are you? What else do you have? Are you gonna?
I have
the
T-shirt.
Okay.
You guys, branded.
Dang. Hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad. Thanks, Netflix.
Hold on, I need to drink some water. Yeah, yeah. Damn, tight. This is super tight, guys. I'm going to wear these. Guys, Love is Blind, and then I'm going to, you know. It's going to be like that, guys.
Love is Blind. Damn, I really like that for you.
Dang, this is tight, guys. This is tight. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, there's one more thing.
I know. I'm trying to open it.
Ow. Hold on. My nails.
I know. Me too. God.
Hey, hold on, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Tell me how you open it.
Wait.
I'm struggling. I'm struggling.
Wait, how do you open this?
This is not seamless, guys. This is not seamless.
Sorry, guys.
I can edit this out in post. I'm just kidding. I can't do that.
Edit in post. Edit in post. Why is it my box opening, dog?
What's happening? Kathy, how do I do this?
Oh, God. I got it. Did you get it?
How did you do it? How did you do it?
You pulled the top up. Top up.
Oh, the top up, guys. The top up. Oh, I'm... Here we go. It's... Mm-mm. Rumor, help me. Rumor, help me. You use scissors. Son of a gun.
No. Open yours. We have time.
Do we though? I'm sweating, guys.
Okay, oh wait, if this is on
Oh wait, I got it, guys. How dumb.
Oh, okay. This is bad. Y'all. Angie.
This is
Everyone listening to the audio later on is gonna be cute.
You guys, this is gonna go in my coffee station. I am sweating. This is guys. Ooh, guys, Netflix.
Cute.
This is so cool.
Ooh, I like this.
Cool, guys. Oh man.
I should pour my coffee in here. Thanks, Kathy.
Aw.
Dang, such good stuff.
Shout out, Netflix, guys.
It was so nice. You did not have to get us all this stuff.
Yes, thank you. Dang, shout out to Netflix. Damn, guys, this is tight.
Thank you, Netflix.
You guys, I just, you know?
You're crying. Damn, he's fucking buff as hell.
Well, what's going on, guys? Do you guys have any questions? Oh, can I open it up? Oh, no.
Here. Yeah, there should be questions, and then you just pick.
All right, I'm going to open it up for questions, if anyone has any
questions here.
Oh, do you want me to take it up?
No, it's fine. I mean, you could flip through.
Oh, just leave it there. It's fine. No, just leave it there. That's cool. You guys, I recently downloaded TikTok. Did I talk about that last time?
No, I don't think so. Oh, how's that going for you?
It's very addicting. Jen, this is the Blue Clues guy. This is part of our new series, our new bit. It's like a level up from Thirstcast, you guys. He's the something blue, you know, from Blue's Clues. In case you guys, you know. Anyways, I'm super addicted to TikTok.
Are you really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I really try not to watch too much of it because then, like, legit, I could sit there and, like, just keep scrolling for, like, hours. You know, like, hour.
Harper likes Blue.
Oh, shout out to Harper, guys. I had a visitor at my house last weekend. It was Harper, and she was great. I fucked up because I had scissors on the ground. My house was not child-proof yet, so.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, my bad. And then she just played with our bubble wrap. So she was entertained. Aww. She was entertained. So cute, guys. Just, you know.
That's your boy, dude. That's
you guys.
Okay, let's talk about your first impression of Wild Dog. Because I was not down, but you were right away. So
I don't know if it was Teeves, you missed everything. Just leave.
Teeves.
I'm just kidding. My first impression. You know, honestly, I don't remember. I just remember that I really liked him in
Coach Carter.
In Coach Carter, you know, in the show, they give him this cool scar thing.
They do.
I really think that's a vibe. I think it's a vibe. I'm just saying. Like, I think it's fire. You know, it's like he's dangerous. You know what I mean?
Oh my god! Yeah. Do you like bad boys in shows?
Maybe. I mean,
like Spike?
Oh, yes. You know what?
Yeah.
I always like Spike over, like, Angel. I was never... Like, I thought Angel was cute, but not my...
Yeah.
It was, like, too nice. You know what I mean? Wait, did you watch Buffy, like, intensely? Like, me or no?
Intensely, no. But I did watch it. Some of it.
Dang. Anyway.
Yeah, damn. Rick Gonzalez.
Here, I'm back. Sorry. It's fine. Anyway, you guys, I'm just going to leave that there. Does anyone have any questions, guys? Just in case you missed it, Alexa likes him, so.
Dang, the Jimmy Butler thing is really messing me up, dude.
You know, I'm just...
I almost asked more people, like more of my friends who are basketball fans about him, but I was like, oh, I gotta, let's just keep it on the DL.
Oh, sorry, I just kept it not on the DL anymore. No longer on the DL. All 11
I just want to know
who are watching this.
Yeah. I just want to know his stat. You guys, is he single? I just want to know. I just want to know. Do we know?
Let's do a quick Google search, guys.
Wait, Jimmy... And how old is he? How old is he?
Let's see. Jimmy Butler age.
And do people think Nick Young is better looking than Jimmy Butler? Or do people like Jimmy Butler?
I don't know how to search that, Alexa.
It's fine. So I know. In the comments.
Jimmy Butler wife. Let's see. He is.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait. It doesn't say anything about him being married. Girlfriend. Oh. He's a girlfriend. Oh. Oh, his celeb dating. Oh, his dating history is filled with. Oh, interesting. With celebrity rumors. One of them is Shay Mitchell.
Whoa.
They dated in 2016. If they went on a lunch date. Okay, guys. Wait, you think. Oh, you know, I don't know. Nick Young fine?
Oh, Nick, yes, yeah, see, he looks fine in that gif.
Yeah, you know, okay. I'll give you that. Okay,
Swaggy Pete. Nick Young is Swaggy Pete, right? I don't know shit about basketball, you guys, but,
no,
you
that's
know.
Fine. It's fine.
I'm here for the dudes.
I'm here for the dudes. You're here for the butterflies, you know?
Yeah.
Guys, yeah. Sorry, this picture is up here. I'll put it to something more, you know. Here we go. Where is he?
How do you even do that? I need to.
It just says there's like a little picture thing. There's a little picture thing. So, you know.
Oh my God, I'm so happy my friend
do it. But it makes sense that only you can do it since only one person can do it as the host.
Got it.
Man. I feel like there's more shows and movies I want to watch. Oh, you know
yeah,
what else
always.
I watch that I mean, like, I recommend, but it's kind of a downer, is American Murder. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait,
Kathy,
who's in
Netflix,
that?
Netflix. Let me know if that's right. It's a documentary about Chris Watts, I think. It's like a murder in, ooh.
Oh, wait, that's funny.
I don't care what I'm talking about anymore. Let's rank these first, guys.
From best to worst?
Okay. You know, Alexa, you go ahead.
Okay. Oh my God, wait, this is kind of, okay. I'm gonna go with Paul Rudd, number one.
Oh, okay, let's two games, guys. First, best to worst, and then FMK. That's really good.
Okay. Paul Rudd, number one, love him.
Okay.
Number two, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but number two, Jimmy Butler. Oh. Dude, I'm super into him right now. I'm super into
you
him.
You guys, I didn't know it was to that level, guys. I didn't know. Oh, man.
Dude, does anyone know? Okay, I'll look up interviews later. I need to hear the voice. I need to just see it all. Okay. Jimmy Butler... And then I'll go Rick Gonzalez and then Josh De La Cruz. No offense to Josh De La Cruz. I just, again, Josh De La Cruz is not my type right off the bat, but, like, he totally could be if we, like, have some lunches and, like, talk about our backgrounds probably. I don't know. He seems great. I mean, if he's friends with Trevor, then.
You might want to kick it for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
well, let's FMK, and then Rika Leak said FMKK, F, marry, kill, and kick it. So let's do that.
Okay. Marry Paul Rudd.
Okay.
I don't want to kill anybody. Marry Paul Rudd. Okay, I'm going to F, right? Is that the next one?
Yes. Technically, F is first. Though.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. F, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, you guys.
Honestly, what is happening?
Wait, Jimmy Butler also like is obsessed with coffee or something, because there's a bunch of pictures of him holding a coffee cup like all the time. I was just like, oh, me too, though. Me
so
too.
He's gonna make you coffee in the morning, is what you're saying. After the app. I got it.
Oh my god. I'm glad this is an explicit podcast. Okay. Oh, stop. Okay. This is so mean, but I'm gonna have to kill Rick Gonzalez, and then I'll kick it with Josh De La Cruz.
Whoa, okay. All right, say goodbye, you guys. Say goodbye.
Borrowed. He was my borrowed.
That's true. Oh, he sold coffee.
He sold coffee in the...
You guys, we're just...
He sold coffee in the bubble. So cute. Is he cool? Do people like him as a person? I need more research on Jimmy Butler. I need the stats, guys.
DM Alexa the stats, guys.
I need it now. This has been so much that I need it all. So.
Oh, man.
Jimmy Butler. Wow, who knew he was going to climb the charts tonight? Who knew? Who knew? This is crazy. Okay.
Oh, man. LOL.
Dang. Okay, so sorry to my something borrowed.
You need to see it all, guys. She needs to see it all, guys. Oh. You know?
I do not mean his basketball stats.
Guys, I'm dying. This is just really Jimmy. Oh, it's Jimmy Butler.
He's 6'7"? Is that for real?
Are you okay?
Geraldine, is that for real? That's crazy.
Oh, 36. Damn. Who is his girlfriend? He does have a child.
I think I saw that.
He has a child with a model. But his girl, I don't know anything about. Who is Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler's girlfriend, guys?
Yeah, you guys. I didn't even know he was on the Miami. I didn't know anything about him.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's tall. Okay, Geraldine said knees to his shoulders when he sits, probably. Like, you know, he's tall. She said it.
Oh, guys. This is what I'm here for. Truly.
Wait, I appreciate everybody here because, again,
the support is great. No one has
unfriended me, and I just really appreciate that.
I mean, I'm here to be entertained. I'm here to be entertained. You guys, is there any other questions? You know?
Wait, didn't you tweet about that?
Yes. That's why I was like trying to look at a picture of it out of here.
When you're like, I hate when people use this clip.
I really do though, because honestly, someone used this recently, like on a training. And, like, like they use, like, a grainy, super pixelated one, as I am doing here. But, you know, like, there's so many cooler ones that you can use.
Yeah, like, you were saying, like, why not use Nick Young?
I don't know. I think I might get in trouble for that, to be honest. But
yeah, I know.
If I could do it, like, on an internal training with, like, just a few people, I would use it.
Yeah. I would too. I love that.
There's other cooler ones. Like, even they have this little guy doing funnier poses. So I looked up that too. Just don't ask why.
Okay. But, yeah. You know,
I'm trying to see what else we got here, guys. I don't have a lot of photo opportunities here.
But, how are you pulling these, by the way?
They're just, you can pick from your camera roll.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm also making sure I don't accidentally put in a photo that I don't mean to put in here, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's explicit, but...
Why are you like that? Damn. Wait. Well, here's the thirst that we were going to... Damn it. You can't see it.
I'm trying to see the name. I can't see it either. Who is that?
Angie, who is that? Of course, I just have, like, random thirsts in here.
Yeah.
Screenshot thirst.
Dang, I wish Mark was in here for the Rick Gonzalez thing. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, guys. Damn. I have really dumb things in here. I'm just going to close it before I accidentally put some. Ooh, there's a video of, you guys.
Angie doesn't even know who that is. Oh,
Jordan Fisher.
Wait, Fisher.
I have to close it. How do I take it out? It's too loud.
I don't know.
Loud, everybody.
Oh,
it's
I don't hear loud. It. I don't hear it.
Oh, it's just me that hears it?
Yeah,
he's singing, so cute. I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole.
Oh, yeah. Everyone look at that. Watch that video on his Instagram. Is it on his Instagram?
Yeah, I was going to use this as the... I didn't know which one to use this for, but I feel like we talk about him enough. So,
all the time. I know, I love him.
You know, we'll just keep it... We'll keep it there for you, so... I didn't know, honestly, like, I feel like the episode title should just be Jimmy Butler, because I didn't know this about you.
No, okay, wait, it's seriously, that game was on Friday when I texted Angie, so it's super new, it's only Monday, but it's super new, and then again, like, I was just kind of, like, keeping it on the DL, like, I texted Angie, and then I think I told my sister, but, like, I almost asked a bunch of my friends, but I was like, I'll just not go there yet, like, I just didn't want to go there yet, and I did, so. Unfortunately. Nice. Everyone knows my secret, I have a crush on Jimmy Butler.
It's fine. I'm sure our friends who are Laker fans who aren't watching will probably be like, what's happening here?
I know. Oh, I did text my friend Angela and she was like, yeah, I've always thought he's ugly cute.
What is ugly cute? Is that like,
I don't know.
To me, the first person I think of as ugly cute is the guy from Gossip Girl. Not Chase Crawford, but...
No, his real name is like Chad. No, it's not.
No. Kathy, are you here? You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, Kathy. Fuck.
Damn, what's his name on the show?
Gossip Girl.
I thought it was like...
Oh, Ed Westwick?
But what's his name on the show?
Chuck Bass.
Oh, Chuck. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, see? I get that.
Yeah, like, he's someone, if I were to look at a picture of him, I'd be like, oh, not down. Everybody, but, damn, Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass, Ed, Chuck. Yeah,
like, I know Kathy likes Chuck, guys. But
I
like,
get it.
I would, if you show me a picture, I'm like, not my vibe. But then, like, in action, it's, like, different.
Yeah, yeah. Again, the casual clothes make a difference with athletes, for sure.
Oh, I like the suit look.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good, too.
So, like, the, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, I'm looking for a Jimmy Butler in a sweater with the ties. So when that happens,
Man, let's just look. I just want to see if there is one. Just so.
Oh
I
my God, Jasmine! Jasmine's probably gonna think I'm crazy. Jasmine, I think Jimmy Butler's hot. I hope you see that picture, my friend. That's all.
Let's see, Jimmy Butler in a sweatshirt. I don't even know how to search that. I see him in like a. Say less.
Angie, if you see a picture of Jimmy Butler in a sweater with the ties tied, let me know.
Oh,
I feel like she would see that before me. I mean, again, this is a new thing for me. This is a new relationship that I don't know where it's gonna go. So,
oh, I just saw a picture of him in like a crew neck sweater, Alexa.
I'll take that too. Oh wait, backwards hats anymore?
Oh damn, you guys, we have 1 minute and 50 seconds remaining. If you guys have any questions or any thoughts about, you know, I just remembered that we're in a new season. It's fall,
yeah,
so there might be
fall.
There might be some new seasonal thoughts, guys. Some new
thoughts. Seasonal
thoughts
are coming.
That.
Yeah.
Damn. What's your?
It's not cold yet.
It's kind of no. It's not cold.
Yeah.
I thought it was. I wore a sweater one morning for like 10 minutes, and then it was hot after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your TV show or movie plans this week?
I need to keep going with GQ picks. I need to keep going with Schitt's Creek and
I wonder if I could just do this. Can you see it? Hold on. Wait.
No.
I don't know what's a good one here. Can you see it?
Oh. That's all right. That's just all right.
Oh, interesting.
His hair
interesting.
Is crazy.
Well, I mean, his hair is
kind
of like that. Let's see if there's a better sweater picture. This is really silly, guys.
This is silly, but it's funny.
Here's him in a crew neck, in a crew neck.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening here? This is how we're spending our last 20 seconds.
You guys, thank you so much for
tuning in. Being a part of this.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the more I look, the less interested I am.
Okay, Kristen, can you pick better outfits?
I mean, it's not my fault that this is what he wears, you guys. Okay. Oh, you guys, that's
it's been fun.
Seconds, guys.
Oh, it's been fun.